still alive.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple or Google store, download the app. Take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. Tell you what, we also have a link that you've asked for. It says support Devil Radio. Devil Radio is the hardest hitting station on the left in the state. We have a statewide reach through our app, big listenership in Milwaukee and Chicago, believe it or not, all over the place. And there are more than 80 broadcasts, right-wing broadcasts in Wisconsin, peddling the big lie. Peddling the big lie, subverting our democracy, the Trump lie. We stand up against them. If you want to help us out, support us, click on that link. Okay, we're going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, I certainly like the second what Wistful Paul just said about Merrick Garland, that's for sure. And at the risk of beating a dead horse, I'm back on January 6th again. After seeing Dick Durbin this morning on TV, I mean, what more do we need with Trump? Now we're learning that he was arm twisting after Barr left, and said, I'm done. And no, this can't be done. He was on a daily basis calling the acting attorney general. I mean, he, from the get-go with Sessions, he always thought that the attorney general was his personal attorney instead of, you know, what he really is. And someone really needed to inform him at the beginning of his tenure. But this is scary stuff that he was talking about this morning he was up to. And then you link that to the Eastman letter that, you know, just line by line tells you how to go about your coup. What is he waiting for, Matt?
Right. Yeah, no, you know, you're absolutely right. And here's the thing. I mean, I like Merrick Garland, but the truth is, Merrick Garland was proposed for the Supreme Court and he got shafted. You know, there's a year to go in the Obama presidency. He should have been confirmed. Moscow Mitch simply said, I won't confirm a Democrat. And then Trump won. And then, there it went. And so this thing is vacant. And then what happens is ultimately, you know, you had a different justice in there. And then Ginsburg, I don't know why Ginsburg didn't. I mean, for the love of Pete, she had an illness. If she had somehow retired, and she still would have been in her 80s, early in Obama's administration, or given him plenty of time, but no, and she passed, sadly, just around the election itself, I think just before it. And then Trump loses the election. And the Democrats go, well, let's just hold off on a new justice and no lame duck, just like they did in the state legislature here in Wisconsin, the lame duck legislation. They transferred gubernatorial and attorney general powers to the Speaker Voss, the gerrymandered speaker. Well, what they did is they rushed through a confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to succeed Ginsburg. And this is the kind of thing that's happening. So everybody looked on Merrick Garland as a victim. Okay, nice guy and everything. Why? Make him attorney general. So Biden puts him up because he knows he can be confirmed. The Republicans aren't going to stab him twice. And, you know, he's qualified. But qualified legally and qualified by temperament are two different things. We need a Bobby Kennedy in there. We need a very, very tough attorney general. And Merrick Garland likes to be liked. He likes to be liked. He doesn't want to create waves, make waves. And the truth is that Biden should be a lot more proactive, in my opinion, with Merrick Garland. Bring him in. And if Merrick Garland can't do the job, put somebody else in. But there is no excuse for Merrick Garland not bringing suit on all of these fake audits around the country. These are presidential elections. These were presidential elections. Those ballots and those voting machines are controlled by the United States, because the president is the president of all 50 states. And it says you can't turn them over to these kinds of people for 22 months. And even then they shouldn't turn them over at all, but at least 22 months. And nobody's raising that, nobody's doing anything. And I think there's a calculation that, well, makes it look like we're hiding something, so let it go forward. Look, they say, well, Cyber Ninja even found more Trump votes, so that takes care of it. Well, no, it doesn't take care of it, because all you did is bleed the process. Slow bleed. Okay, then they say there's fraud on that, and all it does is keep it going. I think if you have a Bobby Kennedy in there, he goes in and he shuts it down. He shut down segregation wherever he saw it, and he shut down whatever he could until he was assassinated. And Merrick Garland likes to be liked. He'd like to be in the Supreme Court. So he thinks that when if Breyer steps down, that Biden will nominate him. And there is no filibuster for Supreme Court. Moscow Mitch rammed that through. He never would have gotten anybody on there when he was majority leader. And so then he slides in and he can sit there grinning like a Cheshire cat the rest of his life. Hey, look, Jack, and there's a lot of people that have good legal credentials. I know a lot of them. So what? Being attorney general is something else. It's being a tough prosecutor. So I agree with you 100%. And I'll tell you what, that feeds into something that really bugs the heck out of me. Do you remember during the Ukraine and the insurrection impeachments that both went to votes in the Senate? In the first one, Mitt Romney was the only Republican who voted to convict. In the second one, about eight of them voted to convict, including Mitt Romney, but not enough to hit the threshold of two thirds. And so therefore, Trump was not convicted. But do you remember how many people blew off subpoenas? They just didn't show up. None of them showed up. Trump wouldn't give stuff. Nobody would give stuff. Nothing happened. There was no consequence. Now, when Trump was president, that's because he controlled the Justice Department. But we control it now. Merrick Garland is the attorney general. And right now, Trump asked, this was just revealed yesterday, Trump asked four of his aides to ignore the January 6th subpoenas. Those are Steve Bannon, is one of them. Dan Scervino is another one. Mark Meadows is another one. And a guy named Cash Patel. What a great name, Cash. That's his first name. Cash. He should be the head of the Republican Committee. They have their hands out for Cash all the time. He spells it K-A-S-H in any event. They're not going to comply. They just aren't going to show up. Now, what do you think would happen if you were subpoenaed? You were subpoenaed by the Congress and you didn't show up? They'd arrest you, put you in jail and drag you in there. They can do that. One of the four, Dan Scervino, who was the deputy chief of staff, is in hiding. They can't find him to serve him with the thing. You know what this reminds me of? You know, Prince Andrew, who is being sued in New York, he hid out in a castle that his mother owns in Scotland. Queen Elizabeth owns it in Scotland. Prince Andrew hid out. So the process server shows up and the footman comes up and says, are you here to pay your respects to Prince Andrew? Well, not exactly my respects. Here's a subpoena. Here's a service of a complaint. Well, His Majesty doesn't care to accept that kind of thing. Hey, come on, Scavino. This is the United States, okay? Okay. And what are you, like this guy Laundry? You're on the run? Okay. Running through the bog like a slimy dog running through the Everglades. Remember that one? Man can run, but never be found. Have no fear of the baying hound. Better keep him moving and don't stand still. If the skeeters don't get him, then the gators will. Skipping like a frog through the slimy bog. Okay, that's Laundry. Apparently, that may be Scervino. The guy that looks like Scervino shows up with his hands out, says, please, sir, can I have a hamburger? Do not get him. Put a net on him and bring him to Congress. Now, look. These guys, when is our Justice Department, which we now control, going to go, you blew off a subpoena? Here's some marshals. Put the cuffs on them. You put the cuffs on them. Put them in the van. Bring them down. Get them before a judge. Judge orders him under guard to go to the Congress. People don't like the optics. Hey, I'm tired of the optics. What do you think Trump's been up to for how many years? What do you think Scott Walker was up to? What do you think Putin's up to? They care about optics? Z? China, everybody after us. Republican Party doing their dirty work, sticking a knife into our economy, sticking a knife into our democracy, and we're worried about optics. I'll tell you, Abraham Lincoln wasn't worried about optics. They fire on Fort Sumter, and he took care of business. He took care of business. Franklin Roosevelt wasn't worried about optics. They bombed Pearl Harbor, and he took care of business. This is happening right now. We have a series of adversaries, Putin, the Ruskies, China, mainland China, red China, Tricoms, and the Republican Party. That's what we have. We have three adversaries, and the Republican Party is dividing our country. Take strong leadership. And I think that I'd like to see Joe Biden have Merrick Garland in there and go, this January 6th commission is important. If all the Republicans are blowing off subpoenas because Trump asked them to do it, that, by the way, is a criminal offense on Trump's part. If he interferes with the exercise of a subpoena, that's a criminal offense. Bring him to in handcuffs. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.